every mind is moving, either towards renewal or towards rebellion. There is no such thing as a static mind. According to Scripture, you are either being renewed by the Spirit of God or you're being released further into rebellion. Drift is never neutral. It always pulls away from truth. And Paul makes this clear by contrast. In Romans chapter 1, God gives people over. But in Romans chapter 12, God calls believers to be transformed. One is judgment and the other is mercy. One is release, the other is renewal. And renewal doesn't happen accidentally. It happens as we submit our thinking to God's word consistently, humbly, and continually. Stop and start spirituality produces fragile faith and shallow discernment. The mind must be shaped daily, continually. But notice this with me. Paul does not tell us to renew ourselves. He tells us to be transformed. The Holy Spirit does the work. Our responsibility is surrender. We cooperate by placing ourselves under the means God has provided, His Spirit and Scripture and prayer and worship and the life of the church. So if your thinking increasingly mirrors the world, do not assume neutrality. Ask whether renewal has stalled. God's grace restrains, renews, and restores, but it is not to be presumed upon. Pray this with me today. Holy Spirit, continue your renewing work in my mind. Keep me from drifting and anchor me in your truth. Here are two peoples to pray for. BJ and Jill Sanders and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea, and also the Dongmei LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Ghana.